Faculty Impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Eight 41 1360 97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports, The Big Empty. I remember today, The Big Empty, Day 13. If you don't know what that is, welcome to the show. The Big Empty, well, wouldn't you think, if they don't know what The Big Empty is, they are probably relatively new to the show. And if you are, welcome aboard. It's a good show, just ask me. Anyway, Day 13, I'm not that full of myself. Actually, I am. Day 13 of The Big Empty, since city council on a 6-5 vote rejected a Walmart store downtown Green Bay, the Larson Green property where it would have sat on this show is The Big Empty. And as The Big Empty sits there, day after day after day, we will chronicle those days. Day 13 of The Big Empty. Now, there is a legitimate criticism. There is a semi-legitimate criticism of what I'm doing here. And I will do it in the smarmy Walmart hater's voice. Well, there wouldn't be something there now anyway, even a Walmart. I don't care. You want me to calculate the projections of how long it would have taken for Walmart to actually get the store there? If one of your dullards can say it was the size of 10 Lambeau Fields, by the way, that is still my favorite. That is still my favorite stupid thing. And by the way, that is no small competition. Of all the stupid things, the Walmart-hating, room-temperature, Rhonda Sitnikau type people out there said, do you know that's the most frustrating things that morons got their way on this? When dumb people rule the world, that's just very frustrating. Anyway, I know, it happens all the time. Anyway, that was that letter to the editor that the newspaper didn't take to task at all. I'm not wrong on this, am I? There used to be a day when newspapers, if somebody said something flagrantly false in a letter to the editor, remember, they would have the editor's note. They wouldn't allow something that's not a matter of opinion. If somebody with the IQ of a lobotomized chimpanzee with a bad head cold says that the new Walmart store would have been the size of 10 Lambeau Fields, that's not an opinion. That's a false statement. Now, I can't say that I bat 1,000, but I do this live. I try to have a pretty good BS detector. When somebody calls the show and says something that I think is flagrantly false, I call them on it. Now, I understand. I do not bat 1,000 on that. And when one gets through, I correct it at my next possibility to do that. It happens. I concede that. But that a letter to the editor doesn't happen in real time. And while the paper was generally supportive of the Walmart store, it's stunning to me that they would let a fact like that stand. The only statistic I found online is that Lambeau Field's about 1.7 million square feet. That would be one of them. One of them. Can you believe the store would be the size of 10 Lambeau Field? Actually, no, I can't. No, I can't, because it's perhaps one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in print. But Jason says, that'd be like Little Suamico. Yeah, why didn't the guy just say, they want a store the size of Little Suamico? Jason, you make a great point. Would the paper have corrected that? If he said it was equal to the square footage of Coleman, which is pretty close. Yeah, that is, no, Coleman's a little bigger than that. Pound. There you go. That would be about right. Now, someone's listening in Pound, and they're going to get all hacked. No, we're not making fun of it. Yeah, I mean, what, Ladysmith, there you go, now we're safe. What could he have said that would have been preposterous enough where the paper would have felt they had to correct it? Lake Erie. I just saw Lake Superior. Well, you know. By the way, it is the, according to the tour guide, the largest in terms of area, Great Lakes. It's the size of 7 million Lambeau Fields, you know, which is probably about right. So anyway, day 13 of the Big Empty. Brought to you by Mayor Jim Schmidt and the Walmart haters he facilitated. We won't spend this much time on the Big Empty count every day, but I just felt like it. There is an issue in which I do part ways with a number of conservatives. And that is, look, here's where conservatives usually agree on just about everything. Less regulation, fewer regulations are better than more regulations from the government. We seem to be in general agreement on that as conservatives. So anytime I even consider that I might favor additional regulation, conservatives see that as a betrayal. Not all regulation is bad. Excessive regulation is bad. But of course, a word like excessive is a very subjective one. My excessive may not be your excessive, and so on. I have argued in favor of seriously looking at cell phone use while driving. I believe that particularly texting while driving is extremely dangerous. But even talking on a handheld cell phone, I will tell you, I have seen some of the most dangerous driving. My wife and I observed this while we were on vacation. People are in the ozone. I don't know how many cars we saw bobbing and weaving in and out of their lanes. And then you wait until an opportunity to get by that idiot. All right, they're in their lane. I'm going to shoot by them. And they're on a cell phone. I know a lot of people disagree with me on this. But I think it is getting increasingly dangerous. And I no longer scoff at the notion that it is getting about as dangerous, if not in some cases more so, than drunk driving. That said, and as you know, when someone says that said, they're about to contradict themselves at least a little bit. I agree with members of a Green Bay City Council committee that didn't like the idea of a cell phone ban in Green Bay. I think the dumbest thing I think you can do is what a number of communities have done, are these patchwork ordinances banning cell phone use while driving. Because driving, by definition, is a mobile act. And the thought that you can move in and out of zones of enforcement in such a way, I don't think is a good idea. And I do agree with law enforcement. I concede that enforcement is very, very difficult. Now, as those go on, and let me stop there. He didn't say the playing field. He said Lambeau Field. Lambeau Field isn't a 100-yard by 100. It's a stadium. He said Lambeau Field. He didn't say the playing surface of Lambeau Field. He said Lambeau Field. And I don't even know the math on that. All right, enough on that. Back to the topic I was discussing. I agree with those who say this would be a mistake to have a local ordinance that does this. And as for a statewide ban, because that's what several members of the committee last night said, they think it should be a statewide mandate rather than individual cities. I definitely agree with that. But I don't know that I agree with an all-out ban. I think something does have to be done. I don't know, because I agree with those of you who say not everybody should suffer because of some idiots. I agree with that. But where I'm conflicted on this is I think most people are much worse drivers while on the cell phone than they imagine. Yeah, I suppose some people can manage to keep the car between the lanes, but a lot don't. A lot don't. I suppose one way you could do this is make, you know, if it's determined that a cell phone was a factor in an accident, you can make it an extreme penalty. I don't know. I will be honest. I am not sure what the right answer is. But I do think something has to be done. I think the idea of a cell phone ban city by city, and a number of central Wisconsin communities have done this, is a horrible idea. The only way this works, yeah, when people think of Green Bay, what is one of the great misnomers? And you get this in football coverage all the time. Smallest market in the NFL. Well, that's for sure. Nobody's disputing that. But then what number do they throw out? 102,000 or whatever the population sign says right now. That's not metropolitan Green Bay. When you think of the metropolitan Green Bay area, it's over 200,000. And that's Ashwaubenon, De Pere, Howard, Hobart, Bellevue, Ledgeview. Did I miss anybody? It's the suburban area. If the suburbs don't do this, then it would be completely ridiculous. If the entire metropolitan area doesn't have this. I agree this is a problem. I agree this is a problem more than a lot of you do. And again, my wife chronicled it more than I because I did most of the driving. She drove on the way back, a part of the way. But we just saw it all over the place. There is just too much data to be had. It's not a cell phone anymore. It's a handheld computer. And you wouldn't want people using their laptops while driving. And there's even debate about the fact that police officers can do it. But there, yeah, this one community at a time is absolutely the wrong way to do it. I want to remind you, on Thursday, we are having a debate here on the air with the candidates for the 6th Congressional District. And looking forward to it in my absence, when I was gone last week, that got even more heated. Dewey Strobel has thrown out some pretty heavy-duty campaign ads, radio and TV. He's been the most aggressive in terms of advertising, and you can argue in terms of message. This is going to be an unusual debate in terms it's going to be very free-form. I'm going to ask questions that kind of start aimed at a specific candidate and then grow from there. And I know that there's a fair portion of the listening area that's not in the 6th Congressional District, but the reason I chose to do this on the air is because you're replacing someone who's been there 35 years, and with whom you should replace him, obviously, is of interest to conservatives, even if they don't live in the 6th Congressional District. Because Tom Petri has been seen as a rhino by many, and quite frankly, just out of touch with Wisconsin. And how the representative of the 6th Congressional District votes is important to the entire state. and how much of a conservative leader they are. And as is usually the case in these primaries, everybody is trying to be the most conservative. So I want to remind you that's on Thursday. On Friday at 10:35, we are going to have Congressman Paul Ryan on. And a lot of his poverty plan that he unveiled is being seen as a move to the center. Has he shifted, at least on that issue, in terms of shrinking government? Is government a bigger part of the answer when it comes to dealing with poverty than he formerly believed? We'll get into all of that. I'm going to start the next hour talking about a topic that 7 years ago lit up the phones on this show every time we brought it up. But it has gone quiet. I think that's about to change. You should be able to guess what it is. We'll get to it at 9:06. It's 8:56.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills.